From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Opening the 42nd ASEAN Summit, Indonesian President Joko Widodo invites ASEAN to become a motor of peace and growth. Settlement of human trafficking crime must be carried out jointly by ASEAN countries. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The 42nd ASEAN Summit was officially opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo highlighted global economic conditions that had not yet fully recovered, the sharper rivalries between countries, and the unpredictable dynamics of the world. Therefore, in his remarks, President Joko Widodo invited ASEAN countries to be able to become a motor of peace and growth.
Yang menjadi pertanyaan, apakah ASEAN hanya akan menjadi penonton?
Is whether ASEAN will apakah only be a spectator, whether ASEAN will remain
serta
silent, and whether ASEAN is capable of becoming
motor,
a motor of peace
dan
and growth.
Pertumbuhan.
Furthermore, in his remarks, President Joko Widodo expressed optimism that ASEAN will be able to answer all existing challenges as long as ASEAN countries unite to overcome these problems.
Dengan persatuan, ASEAN akan mampu
with ASEAN unity, we will be able to become a central player in bringing peace and growth. We have a strong asset as the epicenter of growth. President Joko Widodo said that ASEAN has the potential to become a driving force for the world's peace and growth. He also remarked that ASEAN's modalities include economic growth, which is far above the world average, demographic bonuses, and regional stability. President Joko Widodo also encouraged ASEAN to keep strengthening integrity and architecture of health, food, energy, and financial stability. We continue with the rise of human trafficking cases in the ASEAN region that has become a serious concern of ASEAN member countries. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, said all ASEAN countries have agreed to work together in handling this case. Speaking while visiting the media center of the 42nd ASEAN Summit, after chairing the 25th ASEAN Political Security Community meeting on Tuesday in Labuan Bajo, Minister Mahfud MD affirmed that the settlement of human trafficking cases must be carried out jointly so that it can start from upstream to downstream.
Karena perdagangan orang itu kan di sini ada yang mengirim.
Because there are traffickers here who send them in the destination country. There are those who receive them. So all of them are syndicates. If we only search the upstream without completing the downstream as well, it won't be effective.
Tidak akan efektif.
Minister Mahfud MD further said law enforcement officials must also act decisively against all perpetrators of human trafficking. In fact, he remarked that even though the Indonesian government is pushing for a peaceful legal settlement, this cannot be done against the perpetrators of human trafficking.
Saya ingin katakan melalui forum ini terhadap mereka yang sudah ditangkap.
I want to say through this forum for those who have been arrested so that law enforcement officials in Indonesia are firm and give them appropriate punishment. Once again, there can be no restorative justice or amicable settlement out of court against the perpetrators of this human trafficking crime.
Tindak pidana perdagangan orang ini.
He further explained that all ASEAN countries have human trafficking crimes, so that later, after being agreed at the head of state level, this agreement will be followed up at the implementation level in the field. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, who has stressed the need for Indonesia to reposition itself as a global halal industry leader, as the national Sharia economy has shown some good improvements. He said in a statement received by Antara State News Agency on Tuesday, Indonesia is home to 241 million Muslims as per 2022 records, who make up 87% of its total population. Spending by Indonesian Muslims on halal products and services is projected to increase by 14.96% to $281.6 billion by 2025, effectively making the country the biggest consumer of halal products globally. Now we move to the international news. The war between Sudan's generals is having increasingly severe consequences for civilians, with a doubling over the past week of the number uprooted from their homes. The United Nations said on Tuesday, hundreds have been killed so far. New worries emerge as separate ethnic clashes claim at least 16 lives in the country's south and a powerful group in the east. The UN Refugee Agency said on Monday 150,000 Sudanese had fled to neighboring countries. Those left behind in the war zones face shortages of water, electricity, food, and medical care in the country. Next, we have the General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, that condemned in the strongest terms the atrocious crime committed by Israel. The occupying power Tuesday morning in the Gaza Strip killing 13 Palestinians, including 10 children and women, and wounding more than 20 Palestinian citizens. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, the OIC held Israel, the occupying power, fully responsible for the repercussions of these continuous crimes, attacks, and organized state terrorism that have undermined security and stability in the region. The White House confirmed on Tuesday that Joe Biden will visit Papua New Guinea in May, a historic first trip for a sitting U.S. president, as Washington vies with Beijing for influence in the region. Biden will also meet with Pacific Island leaders as he seeks to deepen cooperation on issues such as combating climate change, protecting maritime resources, and advancing resilient and inclusive economic growth. We end the news with the Vietnamese Ministry of Foreign Affairs that has contacted the Philippine Embassy in Vietnam and asked for support for the Vietnamese citizens among the over 1,000 forced laborers recently rescued in Pampanga Province, the Philippines. The ministry proposed the Philippine authorities help ensure accommodation for the Vietnamese citizens, inform the Vietnamese side about their resident status, and help Vietnam repatriate the citizens whose stay is not permitted by the Philippines as soon as possible. According to the Vietnamese embassy in the Philippines, local authorities on May 4 rescued more than 1,000 people, including Vietnamese nationals. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The 42nd Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or Asian Summit, is taking place in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. Most of the heads of state had arrived there Tuesday, while the head of state of Brunei Darussalam, Sultan Hassan Bolkiah, chose to stay in Bali, which is located relatively not far from Labuan Bajo. Indonesia has hosted Asian Summit several times, so it has experience in preparing for these events. The most important thing in holding a meeting of heads of state is, of course, security. This time, the security for the Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo is also very prime. The total number of security personnel from the combined Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, and the National Police Polri members reaches more than 12,600 people with 162 main weapon systems, or Alutsista. According to a report by Kompas.id, the number of personnel is almost double the population of Labuan Bajo. Meanwhile, the total number of people who come to Labuan Bajo related to the Asian Summit was estimated at 20,000 people. Tight security is not only enforced in Labuan Bajo but also in nearby Bali, because several summit participants are staying there. Vital objects such as electric power infrastructure, roads, and airports are also closely monitored. Tighter security is put in place around the Meruora Hotel, which is the meeting place for heads of state at the peak of the Asian Summit on May 9th to 11th. Security has been prepared on land and at sea, considering that the hotel stands on the lip of Labuan Bajo Bay. There, the apparatus is dominated by members of the TNI and the Presidential Guard. Tight security is a necessity in a world event such as the 42nd Asian Summit, especially if the heads of state are present. In any country, security disturbances such as demonstrations that turn anarchic or terrorist attacks are likely to occur. The safety of heads of state is at stake for the good name of the organizers. However, TNI Commander Admiral Yudo Margono ensured that tight security will not make the atmosphere feel tense. This method is important, bearing in mind that another objective of holding the Asian Summit this time is to introduce Labuan Bajo's tourism potential. The neighboring islands of Bali, Lombok, and Labuan Bajo, with all their natural charms, are known as paradise for Indonesian tourism. During the Asian Summit, even though security was tight, visitors could still freely enjoy Labuan Bajo tourism. We hope that the 42nd Asian Summit will be successful and safe. Meanwhile, guests can also enjoy Labuan Bajo tours, and local people can do their daily activities normally. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 10, 1922, about the birth of Rosihan Anwar. Rosihan Anwar is an Indonesian press figure, historian, writer, and humanist. He was born in Kubang Nandua, Sirukam, Solong Regency, West Sumatra, on May 10, 1922. Rosihan Anwar was the chairman of the Indonesian Journalist Association from 1968 to 1974. Apart from being a press figure, Rosihan Anwar was also known in the world of culture and literature. The nickname, a footnote of history, was once attached to his figure. Until his death, at least 20 book titles and hundreds of his articles graced newspapers and magazines in Indonesia and even foreign publications. Moving on to May 10, 1944, about the birth of an Indonesian badminton player, Minarni Sudaryanto. Minarni Sudaryanto was a badminton player who was the pride of Indonesia from 1959 to 1975. She was born in Pasuruan, East Java on May 10, 1944. Minarni had been a national badminton athlete since she was 15 years old. She won a number of world titles, including the All England, Malaysia Open, United States Open, Canada Open, Asian Games, and the Uber Cup. We end today in history with May 10 about the observance of World Lupus Day. World Lupus Day is celebrated every May 10. The day was first proclaimed on May 10, 2004, when an international council brought together international organizations focused on lupus from 13 different countries in Eton, England. In that meeting, they proclaimed the first commemoration of World Lupus Day. This declaration is to remind governments around the world to increase their financial support for lupus disease research, build awareness, and service for sufferers. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa berpaling darinya.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, along with the Governor of Bank Indonesia, or BI, Peri Warjio, launched QR code-based payment interconnection between Indonesia and Malaysia at the 2023 Indonesia Digital Financial Economy Festival, or FEKD, on Monday. Governor Peri Warjio, at the opening of the 2023 Indonesia Digital Financial Economy Festival, which was attended by Antara virtually, Monday, said that Indonesia-Malaysia Intercept QRIS is part of 5 Asian connectivity after Indonesia-Thailand. In FEKD 2023, a domestic credit card for the government was also launched. According to Peri Warjio, the government credit card is a form of synergy among the government, Bank Indonesia, and industry. Central and regional government financial transactions are now using domestic credit cards with a 0% fee for the government and fees, which is more efficient for merchants. Governor Peri said that in the future, Indonesia will develop QR code-based payment cooperation with other countries in Asia, including Singapore and the Philippines. QRIS between Indonesia-Malaysia countries starting Monday will be fully implemented. Bank Indonesia is working with Bank Negara Malaysia, or BNM, in implementing interconnection payments between Indonesia and Malaysia using the QR code as a follow-up to the trial phase, which has been successfully carried out since January 27, 2022. Interconnections of payment using the QR code involves the participation of a growing number of financial institutions, including non-bank institutions. The system allows more Indonesians and Malaysians to make retail payments in both countries by scanning the Quick Response Code Indonesian Standard, or QRIS, or Do It Now QR code. Scanning can be done at physical or online stores or merchants who use the services of payment service providers participating in the scheme. Governor Peri Warjio further said that the connection of cross-border QR payments between Indonesia and Malaysia is clear evidence of strengthening cooperation within the Regional Payment Connectivity, or RPC, framework to encourage cross-border payments that are faster, cheaper, more transparent, and more inclusive, especially for micro-businesses, small and medium enterprises. Quoting Bank Indonesia's official statement, Governor of Bank Negara Malaysia, Nor Samsia Muhammad Yunus, said that this collaboration will strengthen close economic relations between Indonesia and Malaysia while supporting a more inclusive and stronger post-pandemic economic recovery. That's My Indonesia.
Berani untuk menyapamu, tak ku tahu kau mengarah padaku dan kau katakan padaku kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu dan bolehkah aku inginku untuk mengenalmu, ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Selamanya kau dan aku satu. Setiap kau ada di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to. Oh. Kau membuatku seakan lupa waktu dan saatku. Berdua hanya bersamamu takkan mau lepasmu dariku dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Selamanya kau dan aku satu. Oh, setiap kau ada di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Semarang City, the capital of Central Java, is located right in the middle of the north coast of Java Island, which is fertile and densely populated. Semarang's strategic position is a place of cross cultures of Chinese, Indian, Arab, and also European cultures. When touring the Chinatown and Dutch trading districts, you can see different cultural influences everywhere. On the other side of the city, near the harbor, called the Old Town, or Old Stad, a row of historic old buildings that were once a European trading district is also worth exploring. In the 19th to 20th centuries, the old city of Semarang was a trading area. At the time, in protecting the people and the territory, a fort was built in the area, which was named the Vifuk Fortress. To speed up the transportation routes between three gates in the fort, transportation routes were made, with the main road being named Herenstraat. Currently, the road is named Jalan Letnan Jenderal Suprapto. Around the old city of Semarang, water canals were built and their existence can still be witnessed today. This is what causes the old city to get the nickname Little Netherland. Its separate location from a landscape similar to cities in Europe and the canals that surround it make the old town as if it were a miniature of the Netherlands in Semarang. The old city area is also equipped with a museum called the Kota Lama Museum, which is located in the Cendrawasih Street area, Central Semarang. In this place, there are about 50 ancient buildings that are still standing firmly, and they have a history of colonialism in Semarang. In general, the character of buildings in this area follows those of buildings in continental Europe around the 1700s. This can be seen from the distinctive building details and ornaments that are identical to the European style. Take, for example, the size of the doors and windows that are extraordinarily large, the use of colored glass, the unique shape of the roof, and the presence of a basement. The center of the old city area of Semarang is located at Taman Sri Gunting, a park which is the heart of the area. In the past, this park was known as the Plain Parade, a field that was often used for military parades because it was close to a military barracks. Before becoming a field, this park served as a kerkhof or cemetery for European citizens. At the beginning of the 19th century, the kerkhof was moved to the Pengapon area. One thing that you definitely have to try in Semarang Chinatown area is the very famous Lumpia Semarang. Many people say that Kang Lombok has the best spring rolls in the whole city of Semarang. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Meski dalam kelabu, namun ku lelah harus mencintaimu. Bila kau seorang bintang dalam hatiku, mengapa terang malam tanpa dirimu? Bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan. Biarkan hati pilih hari bahagia. Meskipun kini kita tak lagi kita, bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Bari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about keberangkatan di bandara. keberangkatan di bandara, which means departure at the airport. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Di sini terlalu penuh. Di sini terlalu penuh, which means it's too full here. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and an airport train passenger. Chris wants to move wagon because it is too full of passengers. Let's listen to the conversation.
Silakan duduk di sini, Bu. Nanti capai berdiri.
Oh, terima kasih.
Sama-sama, Bu. Kebetulan saya mau pindah gerbong. Di sini terlalu penuh.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Di sini, which means here. Terlalu penuh, which means too full. Di sini terlalu penuh, which means it's too full here. Duduk, which means sit down. Capai, which means tired. Berdiri, which means stand up. Kebetulan, which means accidentally. Pindah, which means move. Gerbong, which means wagon. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, di sini terlalu penuh, which means it's too full here. In the sentence, there is an expression, terlalu penuh, which means too full. The word terlalu, which means too, is used for an excessive condition or nature. In the sentence, the word terlalu penuh, which means too full, states the condition of wagon that is full of passengers exceeding seat capacity. Now let's listen to the other examples of expressions to state an excessive condition or nature. Suhu di ruangan ini terlalu dingin. Suhu di ruangan ini terlalu dingin, which means the temperature in this room is too cold. Aroma durian ini terlalu kuat, which means this durian smells too strong. You can hear Indonesian people say capek. The word capek is a common word in a daily speech to say capai. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silakan duduk di sini, Bu. Nanti capai berdiri.
Oh, terima kasih.
Sama-sama, Bu. Kebetulan saya mau pindah gerbong. Di sini terlalu penuh.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Saja yang kau suka. dimana ku menutup mata.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Anjen. The song Anjen was composed by Nano S. Anjen is a Sundanese word, which is a language from West Java, which means you. The song Anjen tells the story of a woman who really loves her boyfriend. Her lover has promised to be faithful, but unfortunately, the lover is already married. Well, listener, here is the song Anjen by Nining Meida. Enjoy!
Dua-dua-dua-dua, hati bagja bisa papanggih jeng Jadi pikir iwal anjeun teu aya deui nu kagundangkeun iwal anjeun inggis beunang ku batur inggis bogoh ka batur iwal anjeun unggal peuting babacaan mapatkeun pelet asihan khusus keur anjeun dua 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 duh kurang dahar kurang sare mikir anjeun dua 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 duh hayang deukeut hayang geget nganjeung anjeun dasar kudu kanyahuan ngirim surat salah ngasukeun eusina gurat sial jeung cilaka putus kaditu ka dieu
Voice of Indonesia.